Shin Samach Beis. From looking at Mishavura Sifkatan Samach Vav Gemi. Okay, so you won't have your cross string. You can cross a beam on the top. You can make it out even out of Gemi, even out of a piece of rope. That Gemi can't be, the wind can't blow it away totally. It can't be, you know, such that the wind would blow it away. It would be removed through the winds. What you have on top is much more lenient than what you have on the side. The ocean ship is studded. The ones on the sides cannot be blown, forget about being blown away by the wind, they can't be moved by the wind. Because I'm going to roam, I'm going to give some cotton down. The kimen tehem mishum mechitza, they're the walls, they're the equivalent of the walls. Mechitza sharuach menido, a wall which moves in the wind, lo mikir mechitza, it's not a normal wall. Avokana sha'al gabon, this piece which goes on top, it can't be blown away totally by the wind. So the Master Shekel says, if the wind is going to cause it to move, that's not a problem. The Iker Mechitza is defined by the two side Mechitzas. That's what the Master Shekel says. Comes the Mishkan is Yaakov, so the Mishkan Yaakov was machmer on this point. The Mishkan Yaakov was considered of all the Tamidim of Ruchaim Balazhan, he was considered the biggest Talmud of Ruchaim, the biggest guy of the Tamidim of Ruchaim Balazhan.
What was his name?
The Mishkan Yaakov, so I know him as the Mishkan Yaakov. You know, I'm sure he had a name, but I never, you know, in the world he's known as the Mishkan Yaakov. Like, you know, yes, somebody wants the name of the Chofetz Chaim, it'll take him a few minutes to pull out you saw Meir HaKoyen, you know, what was the last name? You know, Kagan, you know. Like, so you bring out the Chofetz Chaim, last time was Kagan. You know, who knows the Chofetz Chaim? It's the Chofetz Chaim, you know. So, Mishkan Yaakov was a Talmud of Chaim Balazhiner. The Mishkan Yaakov was Machra on this point. And he argues on the Masses of Shekel. According to the Mishkan Yaakov, when you make an eruv with a chevel on top, you have to stretch it tightly in order that it should not be moved. The wind shouldn't move it.
What's the source for that?
See, he has three arguments, the three problems that he has. One is the concern. The next sif, we'll see in the next sif that there's a halachic issue of kippah for your. So he says, well, the same one didn't keep it this way, just didn't keep it this way. Okay. So that's one issue. Second issue which he has is a fascinating point. He says, the same way you need a halacha of that the string has to be on top of the poles. That doesn't just apply to this, it applies to all of this. So when it goes down over here, it's like a karm and tzad type of a thing.
He's arguing on the whole concept of the sag.
Right, so he doesn't accept the sag for two reasons. And the third issue which he has, which is just that there's an issue of that the more it sags, the more it'll blow in the wind. He says, and even you tell me that we mentioned yesterday, so if your poles are this wide, and the string starts out here, but the wind blows it like this. So between the two poles, at one point in time, the wind's going to blow it. It's not in between the two poles. So that's not kosher. It's not, at that point in time, you have a pole here, and something which looks like this. That's not a kosher. And that's not a kosher horizontal.
But where did that come from? We talked about that concept in terms of how far away
you have no leeway at all. I mean, you have no leeway beyond the width of the corner, the side corner, because otherwise it's at best kana min atzad, and worse it's a piskei shamoy.
But we're talking about where it's still on top, at the kana itself.
Right. So it's like, I have a kana here, and I have a kana here, right? And this goes like this. Right? So now I imagine if I used a piece of wood, and the piece of wood went like this. That's not kosher. That's accepted in halacha. That's not kosher.
So that comes under Pisukei Shamai?
That goes under Pisukei Shamai. So now I have the rope. So, okay, so the vayter, it's straight. Now the wind blows it, and it looks like this. Mm-hmm. So it's the same problem. Mm-hmm. So that's accepted. Chazon Ish accept like that. The Biskarov accept like that. The Mishnah Berurah Pashas agrees to that. The Rishon Pesach Frank agrees. They all agree that's a problem. Once it blows out from within the mechitzas, between the two side pieces, it's not kosher. Now, so if it's so loose that even Ruach Matsuyo blow it, so then your problem is magnified, then you don't have a mechitza to start with, period. Because anything which can be moved by Ruach Matsuyo is not considered a mechitza to start with.
But I thought that's only if you say that the horizontal is part of the mechitza. According to the other poskim, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly that the mechitza is composed of the
Ikra mechitza. Right, it says Ikra mechitza. But you know, again, but even the Machlokes Shekel Pashas would agree that if the fact that it moves in the wind doesn't bother him, he's creating a new halacha. He's creating this, something which moves in the wind is not a kosher mechitza. Right. So according to him, Lamashal, if you want to accept the Machlokes Shekel, which is fine with me, so you better make sure that you don't use a canvas sukkah. Because he holds, a mechitza can't move in the wind. He's not talking about moving, blowing out. He's talking about moving, any movement.
Even a kosher home?
Kosher, that's what he's talking about. The wind can't move them. If the side ones are moving the wind, it's not kosher. Because the mechitza doesn't move. That's the definition of a mechitza.
Because we know we're talking about what for a sukkah wall.
There's no shear. You need a meruach. He holds you can't move.
Isn't there
a chazanish result gimel tefachim? It's a chazanish is chiddush.
Oh, I see. It's not in the Gemara.
No such Gemara. So he says the definition of a mechitza is something which stands. Right? So now, once you. I don't have a problem with that. So now, saying, okay, now the top one moves, that's okay. Because that's not ikir mechitza. He's not talking about moving out beyond the boundaries of your. He's talking about moving, you know, any movement. So the fact that it moves, it shakes a little bit. That's fine, right? Meshach disagrees with that. He goes, no, there's no the mechitza applies to all three, and therefore any movement at all is a problem. That's his first problem. Chazish, I disagree with him on that. Any movement alone is not a problem, but if it moves beyond the boundaries, see, that's not a mechitza. Everybody agrees that that's not a door. You know, so I have a pole here, and I don't have a top. So everybody is going to agree to that. So the minig olam is not the machmer. In other words, the Mishnah Yaakov has three arguments. The first one, there's a din mechitza on top, not the machmer of shekel, and therefore it can't have any movement at all. Come on, nobody is machmer on that. But the next two, the issue that you have, you know, then the issue of the sag being, you know. Rishi Pesach Frank comes along and says, as long as the sag doesn't take it below within the tefachim on the ground, it's kosher. You know, it doesn't have a dinner keeper. We'll see. We'll look at keep in a second.
But what does that have to do with the wind, though? Because if it's going to sag, its lowest point is going to be when it's standing still.
That's not a wind issue.
It's not a wind issue.
Okay.
Right. The Mishnah Yaakov's point is, I need totally taut from one to the other. Totally taut, there's no movement in the wind. Totally taut, there's no sag. So he raises one issue. Any movement he holds is a problem, halachically. The same way on the side one, it goes like this. It's not a kosher mechitza. Right? You need something that should be stationary. If you need a meruach, the wind moves it. It's not a kosher mechitza. The same thing on the top. That's first. That is not accepted by your chazon ish. Others don't accept it. That's a chiddush. The second point that he says is, well, if it's not taught, it means it's going to sag. By definition, it was going to sag, so you have a problem of an arc, which we'll see. That's the next step. We'll talk about arcs. The third issue is, well, if it's not taut and if it sags, so the wind can move it. So you have a chizvah, well, the wind's going to move it beyond the pair that your two posts horizontal, your two vertical posts.
The others are just not choshesh. I mean, they agree that it would be a problem if it did that, but they're not choshesh.
So now, if it's so loose that even a ruach masuyah is going to push it out. So then you have a problem even before you start. Even before the wind, any mechitza, if that, you tell me this is a halachic problem, that it's going to blow out like this. So the rule is, if even a Ruach Metzuyah can do that, it's not a, it doesn't count to start. Anything which can be damaged by a Ruach Metzuyah is like it's not there to start with. So obviously you have to have at least that tight that Ruach Metzuyah is not going to be moving it. You know, with the, again, if it's so like loose that even just any wind's going to blow it like this, and here you have your, now it looks like this, you have nothing to start with. If it's tight enough, that that's not going to happen, but the Ruach Shein Metzuyah would do it, so then as long as the Ruach Metzuyah is not there, it's fine. When the Ruach Shein Metzuyah comes along and pushes it out, it's not there. It's not there. And that the Chazon Ish agrees with the Mishnah on that point.
So our telephone, typical telephone wires,
they're very heavy, and the Ruach Metzuyah doesn't do anything to them. So the concern of movement, A, Ruach Metzuyah doesn't do anything to it. So Pashat Mishnah, the both the Masters HaShekel and the Mishnah Zakov agree, if you have something which Ruach Metzuyah can't move it, but only Ruach Shein Metzuyah can move it, so it's not about L'Shem Mechitza from it. Because it means in a regular wind, it's not going anywhere. It's staying, but you get, so then, Ruach Shein Metzuyah is Ruach Shein Metzuyah Shkoyach, you know, well, it's not a Mechitza. You know, even my wall, you get
strong enough.
It's strong enough. It's going to move. So that's not relevant to us. As long as the Ruach Metzuyah is not going to, it's not going to go anywhere. So your average telephone wire in Ruach Metzuyah is not going anywhere. Right. So you don't have the chashash. You don't have that first chashash of the Mishnah Zayak. The second chashash that arc. There is an arc there, and the third chashash of that it's going to move out. Again, you know, at least in a Ruach Metzuyah, it's not going anywhere. In a Ruach Shein Metzuyah, you might have a problem. Okay. Yud Beis. Kippah. Pirish, what's a kippah? Pirish Shar Ha'osui Ki Kippah. It's a doorway, which is an arch. It's made in the form of an arch. So, the Shulchan Aruch is going to deal with, the first step the Shulchan Aruch is going to deal with, he's dealing with, do you have side posts? So, im yesh beraglea, if the side, your side post, the feet literally of the your door, tano b'kadam shehizchol hizagol, before it starts the curve, it's straight up vertical, asar tfachim, mataris mishum tzurisa pesach, that's a valid tzurisa pesach. So if it goes up straight 10 tefachim from the ground and then it starts to curve, I don't have a problem with Tzurisa Pesach. Okay, have side posts. Now he doesn't address the curve on top. So this is a machlokes and halacha. Now you go to Israel, in most of your archways, an archway goes like this: two side things, there's a curve and there's a flat top, right? Once in a while, you have a situation where the whole thing is an arc. So, what are we talking about over here? In other words, what's valid for the top? Is a curve valid for top? Or only a flat is valid for top? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch just deals with the sides. It doesn't discuss the top. And that's the Gemara that deals with the sides. The Gemara doesn't discuss the top. There's a Machlokes Rishonim already, what was with the top? The Mitzvah says the case of the top was a flat top. Because you needed, you know, the Kanal Gabon has to be flat.
And that's why the Gemara didn't discuss it, because it assumed it?
Yeah, he also, that was assumed, because that's, you know, that's the normal way you make, one second, maybe. Yeah, put on the air gun over there. Okay. So if I call correctly,
the top. So what's the difference between a Zuza and a side post? The same thing? Sorry.
Nothing. Zuza and side post are synonymous. Okay. That's a different issue. Right. You see right the picture on the Rashi. front cases to keep us flat on top. I mean, it's upside down for you. But there's your arch, and there's a flat top, or it's just a full arch. Now, this issue in the Gemara is a different issue. That's a really different issue. You didn't have a straight vertical of 10 tefachim over here before, but since, you know, theoretically, you could ignore the arc and just pretend that it's going straight up, that's a discussion in the Gemara over there. So he's saying that's only possible in case A, not in case B. But the more same, if you have straight up 10 tefachim, you don't have that issue. But the Ritva says this is going to still be the case you need anyway. It has a flat top. Other Rishonim argue, don't require such a thing. So the Masech Yaakov says if you assume there's a problem of a kippah on top going up, there's also a problem of a kippah on top going down. So if it sags, you also have a kippah problem. So, you know, that's Masech Yaakov's other argument. It's probably one of the most famous. It's probably the most famous piece of Mishkas Yaakov.
Going up or going down?
He's saying if it's going down,
it's also considered keep
going like this.
Okay. Mishkas Berusa Kotan Samozayin. Kadam Shi Yaskol Hisago. What's the learner? The Lomit Sarfinon Mokum Ha'igol L'Gayva Asarat Tefachim. Shesarach Liyot Sirus HaPesach. The place where it curves cannot be counted as part of your height of 10 tefachim. It has to be straight up and down for 10 tefachim. And after that, if it bends, that's not a problem. Okay.
A few pictures here.
So there are some pictures not these pictures. That's the kippah pictures, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have so many pictures about the service of Pesach issue.
What's the chiddush of the kippah?
The point of the kippah says, well, the chiddush of pasha that you, I need 10 tefachim straight up before it starts to curve to be kosher. If it starts curving on the ground, so then that's a problem.
It's not considered a wall.
That's not a service of Pesach. That's a service of Pesach.
But just having a sort of a raggedy, side post, that wouldn't. We're not talking about that kind of curving where if you have a little bit of waviness in the wood, to the point
right,
where
correct.
You still remember.
Right, that's fine.
Okay.
In other words, the point is even talking about, let's say even if it's at an angle, like one of the things they talk about, let's say your poles.
Like an A-frame or something.
It's not a full A-frame. I'm saying, but you know, it curves in a little bit, or it curves out a little bit. Mr. Burr later on, at least even if, you know, the curves in his kosher.
Are we going to talk about what angle is acceptable for Kanim? So, for example, the A-frame issue. So, if you have something like that, would that be an issue?
I wasn't planning on talking about it.
Okay.
If that was the
apparently the Chazanish, I'm not sure, and the Ritva is a Rishon, but the Chazanish holds that this is Kasha, and the Ritva would apparently say it's not, according to the Dirshun here.
Yeah, okay, brings Ritva. Okay, good.
The Ritva would be Machshir, this case, this second picture, because it's got a straight, it's on top, it's straight.
Okay.
Even though underneath it's not.
Is there a tenth vachim on either side of the very top picture?
The sides certainly have to have 10 fachim straight.
Right.
So you're saying according to the mitzvah...
No, the question is about the top. We're talking about the top, not the sides. The sides, everybody agrees you have to have 10 fachim before you get to the kippah.
So if you have 10 fachim before you get to the kippah...
Then the question
the
is...
the Pesach?
Well...
that addresses the side post. Now you have to address the top. So the question is the top. Can the top be... The top could be at an angle. Is it only kosher if the top of the top is flat, or if the top of the top is round? So you have no point at the top where it's flat. So the
I thought that was the point of the mechaber.
Mechaber is discussing the sides. Mechaber is not discussing the top.
But the kippah doesn't imply a rounded top.
Again, it's an archway. If you go to Israel, most of your archways look like this: a flat top. Side like this, and an inside curvature of brick.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, but it's a flat top. And most of them are not made that the whole thing goes like this, like the, you know, the Golden Gate in, of the Mississippi. It's not your average arch in the old times in Eretz Yisrael.
So the Mechaber is talking about the case where it's flat on top.
Well, according to the Ritva, according to the Tosfos and these Shitas, you know, that was a definition. It has to be flat on top. The issue was, what about the sides? So we say, well, if it's, it has to, the Mechaber is not being hit. The top is fine; it's flat. The problem is the sides are the problem because you don't have a. So you say, well, if it's straight up for 10 tefachim, the fact that it curves afterwards is okay.
So if we talk about a new age kind of dome or something artsy or something that's an A-frame or has this.
If it's totally an A-frame, it's not considered a Torah Pesach.
It's not. Uh-huh.
If it's a partial, if it's on top. Chazanish says this would be okay.
Well, because you have the 10th fucking degree, so whether it's curved or whether it's got a degree, you know.
Right, but if you have the same, if the whole thing is just one, it's a teepee type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's kosher.
But regarding the sides, apparently this bottom picture, the Chazanish says that it's okay as long as it's flat on top. Because there's still a tzura to it he holds.
Do you have 10 on either side?
You have to have 10 straightness. No, that would be the chiddush in the bottom picture. It's not, the sides are not straight.
Not straight.
I don't know. I'm not going to pass me based on a picture in a direction. Okay.
I
have to tell you, you have to look them up. You can't rely on what he says over here. The things are not exactly as they're written.
I understand. It's interesting, though, that the different cases.
According to the Mechaber, if you have a flat top, but it's less than 10, still no good. You have an arch within the square, you know, within the square you have an arch.
What's less than 10?
Sides are less than 10. Sides are less than 10.
Correct.
That's not good. Even
not kosher.
The top is flat.
Correct.
So you need it to be Asar Tvachim on either side, mm-hmm. And you need the flat top.
Correct.
In order for it to be called Tzur Tzvach.
Right. I mean, the Mishabura seems to be, that's clearly how the Mishnas Yaakov learns. Okay. Simon Shin Samakim. Dine Mavui Velechi. Boy Lama Vov Seifim. So we're going to be learning Simon Shin Samakim for a while. Okay. Makam Shiesh Loy Sholosh Mechitzes. So this is the touch on this Mechlok is way back when. An area which has three, it's surrounded on three, it has walls on three sides. It closed on three sides. Also Chachamim Taltza Boy Ad Sheyasa Shum Tikun Bervius. You have to have some type of a corrective measure to close off the fourth side, otherwise you cannot carry in there. Okay, that's a clear din in the Gemara. The question is, what is its status till you do that? So the Bir Loch over here brings a Mechlokes Rishonim, which is the Rambam Shita is Minaraisa, and Rishonim Yochanan needs four sides. But the fourth side could be even a minimal amount to make a Rishonim Yochanan Raisa. So according to the Rambam, three sides it's not Rosh Hashayachid, it's not Rosh Hashayachim. So the Raisa level, you'd be allowed to carry in there, but the Chumash said you can't carry in there, the Aladam is, until you address the fourth side. Rashi, Tosfos, learned that the Raisa, Rosh Hashayachid, is three sides. It has an area of 4x4, 10 tefachim high, so close on three sides, that's Rosh Hashayachid, the Raisa. The Bir Loch goes through. At the end, he brings a third shita, which the Taz quotes, that in a case where the Mavi is directly adjacent to a Rishas Rabbin, and the times where the fellow Rishas Rabbin will move into that area, then it's not Rishas Yochid, but it has four sides. But if it doesn't have that type of situation, you're out in, let's say, a Bika, where there's no Rishas Rabbin nearby, three walls is enough to make a Rishus HaYachid. That's the third sheet to which there's an halacha. Normally three is enough, but to give it the Rishus HaYachid, when you're having actual movement of the Rabbim in there, it has to have four sides. The Taz quotes it from the Taz. Seems to be the main source is a Magen Mishnah. The Milo of it is that because there is a Gemara which is a Mashal like the Rambam. So the answer is that Gemara was a case where the Rishus HaRabbim was immediately adjacent to it, so that'll answer the Rambam's Raya, but it wouldn't then expand it to all. The Rambam then takes it everywhere. Three Mechitzes is not Rishus HaRabbim. There's not Rishus HaYachid. No, in that specific instance where Rishus HaRabbim was adjacent, but that was the case, it's not Rishus HaYachid. But otherwise, it would be Rishus HaYachid. That's the advantage of that pshat. That's the Bir Lochah brings all of that.
You're saying that that's the pshat in the Rambam?
No.
Oh.
The mile of that pshat is that it'll answer that'll answer up the problem, the Rambam's Raya. There's a Gemara which is mashma like the Rambam. Right. There's a Gemara and Daf Saridala which is mashma that you drop a fourth wall, and you don't only have three walls, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Teretz is. What's the nafkamin over here? You can't carry it anyway, either way. It's at the Raisa level. A guy takes something and he throws it from he walks from the Rishus HaRabbim into this area. Is he chayiv or not? That's the nafkamin. So there's a Gemara, and upside down, says the fourth wall fell, somebody threw something from Rishus HaRabbim inside, he's potter. He's not a Rishus HaYachid, the Raisa. That case was, it was immediately adjacent to Rishus HaRabbim. Yes, in that situation, it's not Rishus HaYachid Deraisa. But otherwise, Rashi and the Tosafot are going to have to answer that Gemara. That's the advantage of that pshat. Al Kaponim Min Rabbanan, it's definitely Aser. Aleph, Sivkot Nalav, Malkam Shiesh, but Loishalz Machitzes, a Hanukkah going, Mavi, Shapasuch, Ruch, Revias. You have a Mavi which is open on the four sides, which is normal, right? A Mavi is an alleyway, which was the outlet from the various courtyards out into the Rishus HaRabbim. So the courtyards were walled. So if here's the Rishus HaRabbim, and so here was your Mavi, there was a Chatzah here, let's say a Chatzah here, a Chatzah here, a Chatzah here. These were all walls, and the fourth side was open. People would flow out. So that was a normal Mavi, it was open on the fourth side. That was standard. A chotzer shenifret echem miksolav. A chotzer normally was closed on all four sides. One of the walls broke. Ben shabasturach lekaramel zoshes rabim. This is halachically true. Whether it's opening up to caramel zoshes rabim, if it only has three walls, you cannot carry inside mirabanan. As a chamel tal taboy shir abamas, you can't carry more than daladamas, or daladamas or more. Tam shasur ruhu. The kibush ruach revias pasturach legamri. Now that the four side is totally open. It's a little bit like Rishus HaRabbim, and there, because it's an open place, so people are going to draw the conclusion that I can carry here, pretty open to me, so I can carry Rishus HaRabbim also, so the Chazal asked it. Shem Tikkun Revias, you have to make some type of corrective measure on the fourth side. What is that? And in the next two sifim, we're going to give you ways of being misakin. We're going to tell you different ways to be misakin. So now we have it closed to three sides, and we need to address the fourth side. So what do we have to do? Okay. Sif base. Chotzer shenifrat bimiluoy. A chotzer which one side is totally removed. So adesar amos, if the opening is less than 10 amos, so midaraisa, a lot of carrying in there. Either it's just a yachid, or it's not a shes rabim. It's a nothing, right? So midaraisa, a lot of carrying there. Midaraban, I can't carry in there. So what do I have to do? It was up to Ezra Amis, nitra bepas rochav arba tvachim. Now, go back a step. If there's something left on the two sides, and there's a gap in the middle, we set up to 10 amis. It's like a doorway. That's okay, but the whole wall is missing. The total wall is missing. So then, how do you address that? So you have two options. Option number one is nitzar b'pas roch of arba tvachim. Shemadeno bin tzad echad b'mokim haparitz. You take a board which is four tvachim wide, and you put it by the opening. So if these are your three walls, and this wall is totally missing, you put a board over here which is four tefachim wide, and that's all you need to do. You now have something on the fourth side, pass arba tefachim, and that's enough to be matter the chotzer. So by chotzer. We'll see Movi has its own set of halachas. Okay? And we have to define what's in the chotzer and Movi, but for now, we're talking about a case of a chotzer. Okay? That's option number one. Option number two, if you want to correct it by putting something on both sides of the opening, you can put a board on each side as wide as you want it, any amount. It could be half an inch.
Why is it shnei mashuhin? It's a mashuhin. So how do you define shnei mashuhin?
Each one is a mashuhin.
It's the two added together.
Yeah. Oh. It's a little bit confusing. Right. Now, who are din? The same thing would be true in the Ishtar Mehan and Kursal Revi if the fourth wall wasn't totally broken. If the fourth wall remained boni kashir arbitvachim in Mokam Echad, and Ishtar Mehan Shnei Atzdonim, Tefach Mikan, Tefach Mikan. If the fourth wall, there's four tefachim left on the fourth wall on one side, or there's a tefach here and a tefach here. Mishabur says la tefach, tefach means yimashu. Okay. Obviously, all these things have to be at least 10 tefachim high. Now, so that's the two options which we're given. The two options we're given either is a pas arba tefachim. Pass means a board, which is four tefachim wide, or two passim, shnei passim on the two sides, each one a mashuhu. The chol vafilo ein repirtzer arba tefachim, kiven shehu bimaluai tzarch tikun atchiheba pachos mishlasha. We have a very strange case where the fourth wall was four tefachim wide, and now the whole wall fell down. So, well, it's just an opening of four tefachim. Yeah, but the fourth wall is missing. Right? So, the fourth wall is missing in that situation. So, you need to address it with a tikkun. Achiheba pochas mishloisha. If the opening is less than three, then it's a lover.
It's interesting because if it was up to 10, you could get away with. The mashu on either side.
Right.
Here, where it was four tefachim, there's only four tefachim, saying you
as long as that the whole fourth wall is missing, you need to address it with something.
Yeah, but why wouldn't a mashu on either side work here too?
It would.
Well, that's not going to make it less than.
No. You need a tikkun unless the area. Size which is open,
unless
the opening is less than three tefachim, you don't need to address
extremely
it.
Extremely small,
right? You know, but till that size, any size opening needs to be addressed. If that's the whole wall which is removed,
is that lovud?
Once it gets less than three tefachim, it's lovud. Right. So if you have an opening which, you know, the fourth wall was 2.5 tefachim wide, so the whole fourth wall was removed, so it's still lovud. If that opening on the fourth side is more than 10 amas, even if it's not the full opening, then the only solution is a tzurisa pesach. And in this situation, even the Rambam would agree tzurisa pesach works because it's a merubah, the other three sides are totally walled. So here tzurisa pesach would work even though it's more than 10 tefachim. Okay. Mishaburos have gotten down. Shnifrats. Now, Rotsa Loimer, what do you mean it's Nifrats? Lamakam ha'osulah. The pirtsa is, it's totally opened out to an area which you're not allowed to carry from area A to area B. Now, we're talking about a chatzar over here. Let's say the case of a chatzar which opened up. There's. it could be, you know, it's not often Rosh Hashanah, but, you know, it's, if there's two chateras against each other and there's a wall down the middle, and they make a Ruba chateras, to make a Ruba chateras, they can't carry to each other. Now this wall is gone, they can't carry, because each one is totally open to an area which they can't carry to. So that's the Makom Asur law means, you know, it could be any reason why you can't carry there. So the whole wall, the whole fourth wall is missing. So up to 10 amas, including up and up to and including 10 amas. Now, the after ba'almo kaimalon dim nifras hakosel eser amas nechshav apirtzel kepesach. We've been telling you time and time again, an opening up to 10 amas, including up to and including 10 amas, is called a doorway. That's as long as there's still wall there. But hacha shakol hakosel nechsar, you've totally removed the whole wall. Lo nukshav lachshav zeg hamokim the pesach. It's not a pesach anymore. That's you don't make a doorway the whole side. You know, well, my whole fourth side is a doorway. That's not correct. That's not how we do it. A doorway has side posts and there's a door. So I can have a big door. Okay, fine. But if the whole wall is missing, it's not called a doorway. So I need to do a tikkun. So I can put one pass of four tefachim wide, but mokim echad. Hanabrosha kosel, which means obviously at the edge of the kosel. Now, that's not so obvious. Let me explain. Now, I mean, I told you put the pass here. Maybe you should put the pass here. Right? You know, somewhere in the middle, put a pass. So, you remember we had a concept called Asavira the Hagisa, Vira Hagisa Mavatal. If you have airspace on both sides which are larger than the item, they're Mavatal the item. So if you put that thing here, so this is the thing that's four tefachim wide, and there's three amas here and three amas here, Avir Hagisa, Vira Hagisa is going to be Mavatal the pass. If I put it here, there's only Avir on one side. What do you mean? The wall is like this, and like this, and like this, and this is open area. So I put it here, there's air out here, there's air over here, and they say the Avir both sides should Mavatal it.
Out there, that's not even in the Chatzer.
Correct. Right, so in other words, I'm putting it here right at the edge. So right now, I don't have to put it inside. I don't have to put it inside. I can put it right there at the edge. So there's air, all this air, right? Next time we had the case, we discussed the case where you have your, you know, the case of the Erev, you know, where it's, you're dealing with a vertical wall. You had a gap in the middle. We said the air on top and the air in the middle, the Mavatal, the thing on top, that piece of wood here. The air going up the Shemayim, right? So, well, listen, the Mechitza only has to be 10 tefachim high. So ignore everything above there. We don't ignore everything above there. We say, well, there's all the air space up to the Shemayim. There's an air gap here, and there's a piece of wood here, so this and this wood are Mavatal. This and this air are Mavatal the wood. So now I just take the whole thing and I turn it sideways, and I put it here, so now it's okay, right? So there's one reason says it's a problem. But the Taisa says it's not a problem. Anything which is beyond the area of the Chatzar, in other words, since we're defining the Chatzar, visiting the Chatzar, there's no other airspace, that's not a problem.
Rishusa Yachid, when it comes to vertical, it goes to Ad Shemayim. It's a real chiddush to say that the same principle would apply on the horizontal. In other words, the concept that the air, even above 10 tefachim, would help to mavatel a horizontal piece. That makes sense because anyway we have that concept in Rishus HaYachid.
Well, again, if we all agree that the definition of mechitzas of Rishus HaYachid is mechitzas up to 10 tefachim, I need to enclose it up to 10 tefachim. Whatever happens afterwards, it gets the date of being a Rishus HaYachid. But the definition of enclosure is up to 10 tefachim. So why am I looking at the airspace above 10 tefachim? And airspace is always irrelevant. Also now it's relevant. Why? Right, and we say it over there, where we say, "Well, no, we don't. We don't say it's irrelevant. We look at, but my so there's this item doesn't have a chashivas to it because there's too much air around it to swallow it up. So, same thing this way. But the mice, we don't pass like that. We hold that that's not a problem. But if you put the pass in the middle, Then you have air here, and air here is going to be about to the pass.
So the opinion that says that it is an issue, what's the logic behind that one? How does it get around it?
Well, if you put it within, if I put it here, so the wall's blocking it, that's not a problem. I put it here, beyond the chotzer, so now there's air here. I put a board right here, so there's air here, yeah. And there's air here. Yeah. I put the board here, there's the wall is...
Is there no Lovett there?
I don't think so.
How come? I thought it was an automatic, because it's within three.
That allows you to say, doesn't say that you, Lovett doesn't, well, that's a famous machlok, is how Lovett works. Or does... Lovett could be that we you know, partially we look at Lovett means that the gap is insignificant. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make it that there's always airspace and everything. You know, so there's a little gap here. That's a crack. So it's a little bigger crack. It's a crack. So one, you know, so let's hold this wall there. Now we look at this wall there. That's fine, but that's for this side. So this side goes to here. Now the fourth side is here. Yeah, they're right next to each other. But my fourth side, I have this. There's air here. Why does it take it away? There's nothing blocking it. Love doesn't say that. Therefore, this continues out to where it isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
It just means that they're connected.
Right. So they're connected. So I put something here. So they're connected. Okay, what does it help me? But this poor piece of board has all this air bothering it on two sides. If I put it here, it's got a wall protecting it.
Okay. Where was the where we have that? Was it a recent?
We discussed the din of here at the beginning of Shin Samet Beis. You can make your Arabs no. The din of Arab now where is it? Is it Shitan Page? Unless I'm remembering correctly. No, it's not here. The halacha is if I have, whether it's an Erev or a Shesi, here. Yachid Shabbos Megikah V'Hikav Mechitz of Gruos, Shesi B'la Erev, L'Shesi Yatsi Simon Tzav Zatzal, Din of Shesi, the Din of Shesi B'la Erev and Erev B'la Shesi.
I seem to remember a picture, but I can't find a picture.
Yeah. Oh, passive test. Parts go in Bema Shasi Bemba Arab will actually have Mokam Echo Parts Yasumias. Parts Kaimer works. And he said it doesn't really work because you have a problem of Hagisam Vatali.